All right. An individual we've had on the program for the last couple of years, it appears, and by God, what would Christmas be without a visit from this gentleman, straight, direct from the North Pole? He is also an Elvis impersonator up that way. Please welcome back to the show, Elvis. Good morning.
I see, Cece Rider. I see what you have done. Here. I don't see, Mama Baby. It's Elvis gonna make you.
Hey, Elvis.
I don't see, Mama Baby. What's going on, Mama? Mama Baby. Gonna come over to my igloo later. Gonna maybe make me some banana and blueberry deep fried sandwiches. Yeah.
Wow, Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, let's try to get this right now.
Thank you.
You're an elf.
Thank you very much.
You're an elf?
Yeah, I'm an elf.
And you live at the North Pole.
Living at the North Pole.
And you're an Elvis impersonator.
And I am the Elvis impersonator. I'm Elvis. Yeah, I remember one night when I was little. Yeah. Well, littler. I was in my room singing and dancing around, you know, like I do.
Right.
And my daddy yelled, "Hey, boy, stop all that ear-splitting racket and go learn a trade. Ain't nothing wrong with building dolls and choo-choo trains and Pez dispensers for a living. It was good enough for me. It's good enough for you. Now take off your mama's pantsuit." I said, "But daddy, I want to be the greatest entertainer that's ever touched a stage, like Elvis Presley.
Right.
All I need is a hook." And he said, "Son, you got to face some facts. Yeah. You're an elf, and that's all you'll ever be. Now, I know you can sing. We all can. That's one of the things us elves do. But we're supposed to sing jolly holly songs of festive merriment, not this hoochie-coochie jungle music. And elves do not wiggle their hips.
No.
And elves do not grow sideburns.
No.
And elves do not hump the cat."
Right. So.
But the point is, I just want to say, I never give up on my dream.
No?
No, baby mama. And here I am today. The most famous, most loved, highest paid entertainer in the Arctic region. I'm Elvis. Elvis, 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 Elvis.
So now, Elvis, you've been performing lately?
I do. I've been performing, absolutely. The Klondike Bar and Grill, 6 nights, 2 shows on Saturday, 7:30 and 10. No cover, 1 drink minimum. That's the Klondike Bar and Grill.
Come on by.
But I don't just impersonate the king.
No?
No. I live the life.
You live the life of the king. Meaning what?
Well, there's lots of comparisons. I'll give you some comparisons, Mama Baby. I tell you. See, the king lived in Graceland.
Right, right.
I live near Iceland.
Wow, that's uncanny.
Isn't it?
That's kind of wacky.
The king would travel in a limo with a minibar.
Right.
I travel on a snowmobile with a drink holder. I see.
Man.
I see, Ryder.
Yeah, right. That's wild. That's so close, so similar.
I don't see. One of the king's hits was "I Just Want to Be Your Teddy Bear."
Right.
I once saw an Eskimo get torn in half by a polar bear.
Look out.
I see.
Man, it's meant to be. It's meant to be.
I'll karate chop you. Don't be harsh in my gig. I'll come over and karate chop you.
I know you will.
Give you a hard one to the ankle. I took a little karate lessons like the king, you betcha, baby.
Look out.
Mama, baby.
Holy cow.
Well, I say, I just won't come in and tell everybody, and I don't forget, I'm at the Klondike Bar and Grill all this week, and then the Whiskey of Snow Dome through New Year's.
Wow, we'll absolutely try to check out the show. And still, a lot of Yetis come to the show?
A lot of Yetis come, I tell you, boy. Hey, Yetis. Let me start on me. I just won't see them Yetis. Nothing will spoil a good show. The Yeti coming in and eating all my elf audience. Hot damn tamale.
So Yetis come in and they start eating the audience?
Oh, they come in and they say, "Oh, we'll be good. You know, we ain't hungry another. We ain't going to eat nobody. Just let them come enjoy the show." Yeah, let's sit down. We're going to be good and all. But you get them Yetis start drinking, they get mean. I'll be right in the middle of 2001 Space Odyssey or something like that. You know, maybe a little my way. They'll stand up and take a bite out of the front row. Them damn Yetis. Now, don't get me wrong. I can take out one Yeti. Mm. No problem. I just give him a crotch shot. But the Yeti, as you know, the Yeti travel in packs.
Yeah.
On account of their pussy Yeti.
I didn't know that.
And them Yetis are just a bunch of pussies.
I didn't know that. I wonder where.
The traveling pack are scared of me. They know I take one of them out.
Yeah. That makes it tough.
Nah, I ain't gonna put up with that no more. Not them Yetis.
No.
I'm gonna start kicking me some Yeti butt. You know, like that Clint Eastwood did in some of them spy Yeti westerns?
Right.
Look
out there.
Yeah, I'm gonna put on my 1 gallon hat. Grab my 0.6 shooter and put on my black trench coat from Oshkosh Bagosh and start making some of them Yetis my bitches.
Oh, look out there. Oh, God. Sorry, Elvis. I'm sorry that happened.
Oh, I am son bitching.
Oh, God. Well, listen, have a great holiday. And as always, thank you for popping in and give us the latest update on the show and what all's going on there in the North Pole.
Oh, mama, baby, I enjoy coming down here. Don't forget to come see the show now. I'm Elvis. Oh, if you don't come, I'll cry chop you. I'll do to you what I do to them Yetis when they ruin all my Elvis show.
I know.
Oh, karate chop them.
I know you do.
Karate chop you. What you laughing at? I don't say, mama, baby. Don't piss me off, man. I'll come over there right now.
Oh, watch out now.
Hey, that hurt, didn't it?
You sure did.
I focus my chi.
We don't want that going on.
I'm going to give you ninja kick.
Oh, my God, you are getting good at that.
Can't believe you're still standing. What the hell? You on some kind of drugs? You must be hyped up on that CPC something. I ain't feeling any of this. I'm going to kick you so bad.
Oh, God, Elvis, you are fired up, boy.
Oh, you better get me out of here before I start taking names. Thank you, Mama.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building.